There was no sleep for Theseus in his dungeon cell that night. He could hear the snorts of the mighty man-bull in the labyrinth below. He could feel the walls shake when the creature galloped through the maze. Worst of all, he could smell the minotaur, and it was the smell of death. At midnight, a small voice called, "Theseus!" A key turned in Theseus's cell door, and in stepped a slender young woman. "I am Princess Ariadne, daughter of King Minos," she quickly explained. "I have come to help you in your struggle with the Minotaur." Theseus was suspicious. "Why would the daughter of King Minos help her father's enemies?" he asked. "I have seen too many die in the labyrinth," Ariadne explained. Then, to prove that Theseus could trust her, she opened her bag and drew out Theseus's sword. "When I crept into the guardhouse to get the dungeon keys, I saw this," she explained. "You will need it." Theseus took the sword and asked, "What will your father do to you when he learns that you have helped me?" "He will kill me," Ariadne said simply. "No, he will not," Theseus replied. "After I kill the Minotaur, you will sail to Athens with me." Theseus and Ariadne hurried from the cell and down a sloping passage to the labyrinth. "This maze was built by the great inventor Daedalus," Ariadne explained, "although he regrets it now, and Minos's evil use of it. That is why Daedalus has shared a secret with me." With that, Ariadne reached again into her bag and produced a thick ball. "A ball of thread?" Theseus asked. "Tie one end here," Ariadne explained, "and unravel the ball as you pass through the maze in pursuit of the Minotaur. Then, when your great task is completed, use the thread to retrace your steps." "Please free the 13 others," Theseus asked, "and help them reach the boat. Then, even if I do not return, they may escape." "You will return," the princess uttered softly, and embraced the hero before she hurried off. Theseus, less quickly, proceeded down the steep stone stairway into the labyrinth.